Blog Talk Radio.
This is Reverend Stan. I'm sorry for the problem. We had technical issues with the program. We was trying to do some new stuff to our page last week, and it did a series of things to the program in the system. And unfortunately, I couldn't get on to the Blog Talk Radio show, and things just didn't work out. But I want to thank you all for staying on the show if you're listening. And today is January the 9th, 2014, and, you know, I scheduled the show a little bit later for today, and today was about feeling sorry for yourself. A lot of people feel sorry for themselves quite a bit, and the Lord is not very, very, I mean, he knows where we go through situations, and he understands our worries because we're human and we've got a human mind, but as long as you have accepted the Lord as your Savior, He is there. He's actually constructing everything that you do. He's constructing the things that comes into your life. If anything, if you're tested, people, I mean, any demonic beings have to ask him for them to tempt you, okay, or for him to allow it. Now, a lot of things we don't understand is that when we are Christians, we think that, you know, everything's open and we can get attacked all we want to, and we got to try to fight this off, and Jesus is nowhere close. That is not true. Jesus is around all the time watching after us. We just got to ask for his help. There's a free will policy that he cannot mess with. You've got to ask for his help for him to come in and do things for you. So at the time, if your life is going haywire, a lot of the time it's because you have gave your will over to your problems. Not to the Lord, but to your problems. And once you ask him to intervene, then you start seeing the problems change. A lot of our problems is that we get addicted to sicknesses. We get addicted to problems. We get addicted to our ways of speaking. And we feel sorry for ourselves, and it just, well, actually, a lot of times feeling sorry for yourself is a part of the spirit of depression. The spirit of depression makes you feel as sorry as you can for yourself. What ends up happening is that it takes over you, and then it allows all the other brothers and sisters and demons to come into your life to control you and to torment you. See, the thing about the enemy, he loves to torment people. That's how they get their kicks. And once you allow this stuff, and you keep on saying, you know, like if you go to a restaurant, you hear people say, "Oh, you know, I had surgery the other week, and you know, they went through here and they went through there, and they have diabetes and all this." They're giving power to these diseases. And see, I know a friend of mine's dad. He understood this stuff. He understood this spiritual knowledge about what you speak, you create. You give power to demonic beings. Speak about it. Now, when you speak it out to kill it, and you hate the disease, and you command it to leave, then you use your will against its will, and your will is stronger than its will. That's the power with the power of words, but if you don't have Christ in your life and the Holy Spirit ain't working through you, your power is pretty weak, and it probably can get even worse for you just making it mad. But the Holy Spirit's in you, and the power of God's working in you, and things will shoot out. A lot of times, and if we don't see, a lot of people that pray for healing for other people, that's their ministry. A lot of them is very strong at praying for people and God using them for an instrument, but sometimes they're not good on their own selves and they have to have other people pray for them. Amen. I've been down that road before, and I have prayed a lot for my own self, and I saw a lot of situations move off of me because of prayer. I just pray for myself. I constantly go, don't get me wrong. You can pray for yourself, and you can deliver yourself. You definitely can. There's a lot of people who've done it. Don't get me wrong. You can deliver yourself. So God's listening to you as much as he is to anybody else. But the main thing of it is when you have more people with you, it adds more power to the pudding, like they say. It puts more power to the situation, and it gets rid of it a lot quicker. Like I say, you know, if two or three is in assembly, praying in assembly of me, I think, you know, Jesus says, there I am. So if you got a couple of people together in his name, his presence is going to be strong in that room. And see, the thing of it is, don't never be sorry. Don't be sorry about yourself. Don't feel sorry, because you got the most powerful God there is behind you. He is your Father, and you're his son and daughter. When you realize that when you step into your sonship, into your daughtership, You're a queen. You're a king. What do you have to be sorry about? What do you have to be sorry about? There's nothing to be sorry about. That's one thing this world has really, 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 really concentrated on is sickness and problems and this and that. And we get that program in our mind, and then we fall into these situations. But when you speak life instead of death, and then when you speak in light, you know, the light of God, and you're speaking life into people, then you start seeing your own self transform. A lot of people have stopped praying for people. The enemy has got them so weak that they see things the wrong way. They see things the wrong way. And then when prayers stop going out for others, blessings stop happening for them. When prayers stop going out to others, blessings stop happening to them. Because every time you help God with his work, the more blessings he brings into your life. And that's the little, it's like a little clause right there. And I noticed this one lady, she was very, very sick, and she went to our minister, and she's wondering, how can she pray for her health? How can she get better? She's had all type of different diseases and whatever going on. It had her bedridden and things like that. She couldn't do what she wanted to in her life. The minister told her to pray for others. Get you a booklet and write some names down and pray for them. She started doing that every night. Within a week, she started seeing her ailments go away. Before the month was out, she gathered a great big old prayer list. I mean, a great big prayer list. Before she knew it, she had like books of people she's praying for. Before she knew it, before 2 months was up, all of her ailments was gone. Because God kept on blessing her for all the time that she prayed for other folks, and he was using her for other folks that she was actually healing herself and transforming others. And a lot of other people was getting transformed through her healing prayers. So I do ask you to do that. If you're seeing things going on in your life that's not good, and you see your life being destroyed, get down on your knees and pray for them. Pray love for them people. I mean, I've noticed a lot of people, they'll, you know, when they got a situation in their life, they're so fast to say, oh, that man's so bad, or that woman's so terrible to me, and this and that shit, and they add more power to the darkness. And that guy or that woman will be the worst person you'll ever see, because you keep on making them worse by adding more power to it. You'll get what you see. If you want to see that person transform, add light to them. Say, I love this person. God has made this person for me. I'm seeing the person that they could be. So when Jesus sees us, when the Lord sees us, he sees us as he created us perfect. He don't see us the way we screwed up ourselves. He sees us as light. So when he sees us, sees us as light, that helps transform us, because our energy and our cells will start transforming into what that energy he sees putting into us. It's like when a person heals, you know, prays for healing, any great healer, any great person of God knows this. If they don't, they don't have much power to them, but any great healer knows this, or been trained in this, knows when you pray for somebody, you see them as what you're praying for. When you pray for them, see them as already healed. See them as already filled with light. Always, you know, pray for them, seeing them already transformed into a child of God, not as what they are, but what they will be. Because when you put that down into them, that's what transforms their body. It's the light that you put in them. And there's somewhere in the Bible, Galatians or somewhere like that, and this guy, he was kind of a coward, and he lived back in Israel or some Palestine or something like that. And the Lord started talking to him out of nowhere. He was like doing his everyday work, and he said, great man of power or something, he said to him. And the guy in the Bible was like, great man of power. He's like, I'm not great of any sort. Why you call me? He said something. I can't really remember exact words popped in my mind. But, you know, the Lord, that was like an indication that the Lord sees you as what he created you. He didn't create you as a weakling. He didn't create you as a coward. He didn't create you as somebody with no energy or no guts. He created you with everything. We're just the ones that don't see it as that. And when we see ourselves in this negative position, we start creating our lives in the way Satan wants to see us. He wants to see us weak. He wants to see us with no energy. He wants to see us suffer. You're actually creating yourself a way you want. He wants to see you, because you're a child of God. He can't stand that. You make him sick when he sees you. He wants to see you like that. So when you get in your big, in your God, you know, in your sonship pants, and you want to walk as a child of God, you can destroy all that. You destroy all the ways he wants you to fall. As long as you stay in that same cycle of, I'm sick, or, you know, we've got these problems, he'll keep you going in that circle. And he sits back and laughs at you the whole time you're going in that circle. And that's one thing, a buddy of mine, he's went through drug problems, he's had all this and that. And we've tried to get him saved, and he wouldn't, and this and that. And I thought, you know, Satan is having a time with you. He's sitting back in his chair laughing, kicking you, and he drags you through more situations. You're just like a puppy on a string to him. And he thinks you're a joke. And God's wanting to help you, to get you into that battle ring to fight that thing, but you're too busy being a fool for Satan. And I said, as soon as you give up being a fool and start fighting him back, you'll see your life get better. You'll get a job. You'll get, you know, your wife or whatever get straightened out. You know, your sicknesses start falling off. And did you know that dude, a friend of mine, he has already committed himself to the Lord. He started to see his life change because he got up and started fighting. He got tired of seeing his life, you know, flow away from him, seeing his children being pulled away from him. He's tired of that. He wants the Lord in his life. He wants to see things change. And we've all been praying for him. I prayed for him a day or two after Christmas. I just prayed for him. I cast some demonic entities off of him, and I just prayed for him. And I started seeing transformation going on in him. Some of it, he got delivered from some demonic entities that was holding him down, and when he started getting delivered. And one thing that I did do for him, nobody would do this, I did start a battle against the darkness on his behalf. See, when you start a battle against darkness on somebody's behalf, the whole heaven will come in on your behalf to fight that battle for you. So you don't have to do that. See, heaven listens, and they start reacting when you set that battle up. You know, if you have a brother that's going through drug problems and the enemy is really screwing his life up, you can say, you know, Satan, I commit war on you for my brother. I commit war in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I commit war. All of heaven is going to be by my side. And they will fight this war till you're back into the pit. When you say that and you start quoting scripture, you start telling your faith to that thing, And all of a sudden, angels will start falling down on these things, start destroying that darkness that's on your brother, on your sister, on your wife, whoever it is. And you'll start seeing their lives transformed because in the spiritual realm is being transformed before your eyes because God is fighting on your behalf. And when that thing is broke, that's when you'll start seeing their life changing. They're able to get off of drugs. They're able to be delivered because they had a stronghold from the enemy on them. See, that's one thing we don't understand, that sometimes the enemy has a stronghold on our lives. And the worstest thing we can do is get into a religion that don't believe in that type of stuff, because they can really have a stronghold on you because you don't understand what's going on. You have no idea. You know, all is good, but you're sick and you're falling. You're in the hospital every week, and you're dying of some type of disease. And it's all good though. It's all good. It's all real good. Everything's in divine order. That's not in divine order. That's in Satan's order. He wants to get you out of here. He don't want to see you in this world. That's why you got to start that battle. Get God in there, kicking his tail out of your life, and seeing your life transform. The enemy has all so many different situations set up where you will fall. They'll take you out of your religion, so you don't have no belief in him or have any belief in any of that. And then you start seeing things fall. And I saw some of these religions on YouTube where some of these preachers would teach this stuff. Well, I don't fight demons anymore or anything, but, you know, I didn't see none jumping out of anybody anymore. That's because they're in these people. And they're enjoying their good times in these people because they know you ain't gonna mess with them no more. They know that they already have them. See, when you go into a service and you're seeing these things jump out of people, you're seeing the power of God stomping these things out of people, and people getting delivered, people getting set free. That's when you know your service is doing, the Holy Spirit's in there doing God's will. That's our problem. A lot of these services, a lot of these churches, they ain't doing a whole lot of God's will. That they're doing their little their entertainment venue they got going on there. They might mention God a couple of times and read some scriptures, but half the time they don't know what the scriptures mean. They just read it and open it up like that, and that's it. I'm hoping to God you understand some of it. But no, we need churches now that the power of God is working at church. That the power of God is healing people in that service, delivering people in that service. You're supposed to go to church to get delivered and get healed like they did back in biblical times, not to go there and listen to some music and eat some cheese. That's not God's house. That's a venue where you're getting a show and a dance. There's a lot of Pentecostal churches and a lot of these churches that walk in the power that, you know, when you go out of there, you know, you're getting healed, you're getting transformed, you're going into laughter, you're going into joy that the Holy Spirit's putting upon you because you yearn for the love of God. You want to feel the love of God. You want to see the love of God in your life. You want to be the walking feet of God. Not once a Sunday, but, you know, you want to be the walking feet of God. You want God walking in your shoes, not walking, you know, beside you, but walking in your shoes where you can reflect God back to people. You want to love people. You want to transform people's lives. You want to be the witness for God. Not hoping somebody can witness to you, hoping that you can witness to somebody else for God. He wants to walk in your flesh suits. He wants to walk in you. He wants to be revealing himself through you. Not just because somebody can preach to you. He wants you to preach to somebody else. He wants you to know that word. He wants you to keep a communication up with him. That's what we're all needing. We're needing that communication. When your prayer life is down, that's when the sickness gets into your body, and that's when you start seeing things in your life fall apart. That's what you're needing. You're needing God in your life. You're needing things transformed in your life. You're needing the power of God to go through your family and transform things in your family. And I tell you, I'm a living proof of this. I loved the Unity Church that I was in. I loved it. I loved the people. They was all like family to me. But it wasn't right for me. There was things going on that wasn't right for my soul in there. I, you know, that's the way I see it. And Christ gradually pulled me out of there. He gradually pulled me out of there. I still love those people. They're all like brothers and sisters to me because they've been great to me and my family. I appreciate every one of them. I love every one of them because I know they're all children of God. Whether they know it or not, I still, you know, a lot of them know it. A lot of them know it, but a lot of them know it in the wrong way. But I love every one of them. But the thing of it is that God gradually, I was getting sick. I had a lot of issues going on. I had sickness in my family. Things was going on. I left that place. God was wanting me to leave out of there anyway because he's wanting me back in my own hometown. He wanted me to do this radio show. He wanted me back in my own hometown to preach the Word of God, to get the Word of God to people in my area. But I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. I kept on falling back to that church. And God found a way to get me out of there. When I got back to my own hometown, things started getting a little better for me. My life started brightening up. And God's like, yeah, there were so many other things I got into that the Lord had to get me out of before he can do what I was wanting, to do for him. I was wanting to be a man of God for him. I was wanting to be his instrument for his hand. That's just the way I was created. I was created to be like that. And for him to be able to use me the way he wanted to, there was many different things I had to change in my life where he could use me. And see, one of the strongholds that we have, you know, when you're in some of these community churches and stuff, you've got so many different beliefs. See, they allowed many different beliefs in there. They believe it's all one. In the long run, if you read the Bible, it's not all one. It's only one cross, and that was Jesus, Yeshua the Christ. Yeshua the Christ is the only one, not Buddhists and all this other thing. But and that's the way I believe, you know, forgive me, but that's the way I believe. I ain't going to say forgive me because I ain't nothing to be forgiven for. But anyway, Jesus was the key to the whole thing. And I had my mind scattered in many different situations, many different places. It's like I started believing, you know, there's everybody, every teacher has their own place, okay? But I believed Jesus was always the Christ. That's one thing I always did believe. I believed that ever since I was a child. So don't, you know, you can't get that wrong on me because I did believe he was always the Christ, but I believe all these other teachers was for many different reasons. But my mind was scattered so many different places that God couldn't use me for the way he was wanting to use me. So he had to destroy everything else, and I had to go just to one teacher, to Christ, to the Lord. When I did that, I started seeing things change in my life. That's one thing. I've helped many people in the Unity Church, and some on the outside, outskirts I've helped and tried to preach to. And with the Lord talking to them through me, try to get them on track. And a lot of them's like, oh, God, here we go again, because I know how some of these people think, because I was there too. But you don't know until you get the Holy Spirit in you, transforming you. I didn't know this. I was watching Todd White one day on YouTube, and the Holy Spirit hit me from his video. I was like, this is weird, coming from a video. I mean, it hit me, and I felt, you know, the heat of the Holy Spirit going through me, and I saw Jesus in me, and I was like, cool. And I was welcoming this. I love this. I love Jesus anyway, but many different ways. And then he started transforming me from there and changed my whole outlook on things. And then from then, you know, I've already been working in a healing practice for a while, but it was just the wrong way of doing it. And it took me a long time to get back the way I needed to be. But anyway, I started speaking in tongues. I say, maybe after Todd White, I started speaking in tongues. I was meditating one day, and all of a sudden, I started speaking all the names of God out loud. And then my speaking in tongues started, and I kind of thought it was me, but it really wasn't me. It was God. It wasn't me. It had nothing to do with me. He took it away from me for maybe a day to let me know it wasn't me, it was him, and then it started back, and I didn't really understand speaking in tongues. I think we've already did a show on this, but I got the Sid Roth DVD. Sid Roth DVD is not going to get you and teach you in tongues. You cannot be taught in tongues at all. The Holy Spirit has to speak through your mouth, and you just got to get your mouth to do it and then just let it take off on its own. You cannot, if you're teaching yourself to speak in tongues, that's not the Holy Spirit doing it. It's actually your brain doing it, and that's not real. It's fake. But, he's got to speak through your mouth, and he showed me that real quick. Like, but anyway, I listened to Sid, and he kind of helped me understand things, and it started getting even stronger after I listened to his show. That's because he brought more understanding to me where the Lord could speak through my mouth. And that's been one of the strongest prayer tools I've had ever since. I mean, it was like a gift from God for that tool, because it opened so many spiritual keys and things in my life that I couldn't even explain. I mean, the Lord is gracious, y'all. He is gracious. You have no idea what he is. You have no idea what he is. I mean, he is full of life and love, and his energy is like, whew, out there. You just got to be willing to accept it. You got to be willing to accept it. Forget all these stupid religions that people have taught you as crap. If you got to redo your belief system in Jesus, do it. I mean, if your church is destroying what you see Jesus, you need to delete and pick up the Bible and start reading it. And the heck with what everybody else tells you. The heck with it. Heck with what they tell you. Don't go by what they tell you. Go by what you read in the Bible that's telling you. And there's many different things that people believe. They believe that, this is one thing that's really got me. A lot of people believe that, you know, once you accept Christ, there's all these different issues. Because I've heard this in many different churches. They're like, well, the Lord said he's going to do this and he's going to do that. And the Lord said, if you accept him, he takes over. And the rest of things is to let you see your way your life is being transformed. If you're still living in sin, he's not done with you yet. You need to get back in prayer. You need to get back in the Word and let him transform you. That Bible will not transform you. The Holy Spirit has to transform you. The words help you to understand it, to help get you to a point where you're understanding things. But God himself has to transform you. There's a lot of people that reads the Bible, has never really accepted Christ, that reads the Bible and got memorized inside and out, and they're still sorry sinners, and the Holy Spirit has never been in them. And I've saw tons of them like that. They're constantly living in sin, but they read the Bible. There's prisoners that sit in jail that's reading the Bible, and when they get out, they rob and steal and kill again. So what does that tell you? The Bible has no power. It's the Holy Spirit. If you're reading the Bible and you're accepting Christ into your heart, then you'll see changes. Then you'll see changes. If you've never really asked him into your heart and let him, what they call circumcise your heart to be a better person, your heart where you, I mean, cut all the things off that you don't need, you'll never see his transformation. But once you accept him with your heart, it can't be a mind thing. It's got to be, a lot of times when people is in a situation that they're desperate, that's the best time to look, you know, the best time that the Lord will come in. If you accept him with your heart and you love him, you want him in your life, you're like, I need some help, come. When you do that, that's when he comes bursting in, and you start seeing transformation going in your life. You start seeing this stuff happen. I'm telling you, folks, I mean, you don't know what you're missing when the Holy Spirit is great. Jesus is great. God is great. He loves you more than all, but he just wants you to come to him. He's been waiting for you for all these years to come to him. He loves you more than you know. He created you. He created your soul. The Holy Spirit knitted your body together in your mama's womb. A lot of people say, well, it's biology, did that, and cells. And without the Holy Spirit, none of that works. Nothing works without him. That's why the Holy Spirit was helping me understand that the other day, or God, one of them. They was telling me that, you know, why the Holy Spirit deals with the healing is because he creates things. He creates things here on earth in the mother's wombs and the tiger's wombs when they created a new cub. He does this. That's his specialty. That's why when we receive the Holy Spirit, we're able to heal, because the Holy Spirit creates things here on earth. Through God, he creates things. That's one of his jobs. So when you ask for a healing and the Holy Spirit comes out, what he has done for millions of years creating things. He does that for your need. He recreates it. It's like a hot energy that creates things. Only he's a living being. He will talk to you, and he comes in the image of Jesus most of the time because he lived in Jesus for so many years. He knows exactly what he looks like. And he probably lived in many other people, but Jesus is the main image. I mean, they say Jesus is the Holy. Well, he is that. It's kind of hard to understand sometimes, but he's everything. His mind is in everything. It's like a many different tool that he uses. The Holy Spirit's a tool. Jesus, the Son, he was a walking tool for God. Spirit's in all of it. Sometimes it's hard for us to stretch our minds around, but he's there and he's real. And he's willing to help y'all if you're just willing to open your arms and allow them into your life. Allow Jesus in your life. When you allow him in your life, all of them comes in. Because nobody comes to the Father but through Jesus. Not through Buddha, not from Zuzizi or whoever guru you're talking about. Yeah, you might go to something, but I don't know whether it be, you know, God or not. It might be something imitating God. And one thing you got to understand is Satan is the best imitator in creation. He can imitate anything. He can look like Mickey Mouse if he wants to, and you'll think it's somebody from Disney. Or he can look just like your great-grandma. He can look like anything he wants to. It's just his trait. He's good at doing stuff like that. And he fools thousands there all the time because he knows how to manipulate the divine matrix down here to look at it however he wants to. He's not stupid. A lot of people think he is, but he's not. That's why we're falling short. We're not accepting the cross. We're not letting the Holy Spirit in us to help us transform. That's one thing we've got to understand. We've got to accept Christ and get baptized and get our lives transformed, and that's when we'll see changes in our life. I didn't really set up any Bible verses to read today because I had problems with my show and I was fighting, trying to get the thing straightened out. But, you know, as of now, the Blog Talk tech team has actually got straightened out. So I want to say thanks to the Blog Talk tech team and customer service. They have worked this show out and got it where it's working now. And they're some good people. And he was very easy to talk to and very, very understanding and things. I want to thank them. Thank God for them. But I want to thank you all for listening to the show today, even though I have problems with it. And this thing might not be recorded, but because I had some problems with it. But if any of y'all would want, I don't really got enough time. If somebody would want to call in right now, I could do a healing prayer for them. It's 347-996-3615. I could do a healing prayer for them if they want me to pray for them. You can call now. It's 347-996-3615. If there's anybody listening, I'll give you about 2 minutes. I could only do a quick prayer for you, but about 2 minutes. I'll put a little song on right quick.
Too much is too little. They let him go. They had no sudden healing. Think that providence would take a child from his mother while she prays is appalling. Who told us we'd be rescued?
I'm back. Nobody called in, I guess, because the show's been wacky today. But I want to thank you all for coming on the show today and listening to me. And Art Montgomery, he's FBI Art. He's the one from California that heals people on the street. He's a street healer. He's a big member at he has a big church down here in California. And he's a great guy. He does a lot of great things for the Lord. He's delivered a lot of people, and we're going to have him on Saturday around 10 a.m. if y'all are interested to listen. And I'll probably do some call-ins then too. But anybody now, I'm going to pray for everybody now. In Jesus' name, I ask you to bring your power upon us, Lord, now, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to go within. Anybody's listening to this show now, I ask you to heal that sinus problem. I ask you to heal their bodies from head to foot. If they have any problems in their chest, in Jesus' name, I command it to leave. I curse that pain and command it to leave in Jesus' name. I command all issues in the stomach to be healed now in Jesus' name. Spirit, fill that stomach up. I want to see things transform in there in Jesus' name. Any arm issues, arthritis, I curse you and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. I curse you, I bind you, and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Any heart issues, I curse them issues, and I command the heart to be completely restored and healed in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for all these healings. If anybody has got a situation that's listening to this show, is having problems now, I command it to be gone, to be healed. I command the Holy Spirit to go through this person and heal every situation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And anybody that's listening to this show and accepted the Lord, I ask you to say this prayer with me now. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for raising again for me. Ask you to forgive for any sins I've done. And any unknown sins that I've done. Ask you to come and live within my heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to come within my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Just put your hand over your chest, say, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come. You should be filling your heart now and living with inside of you. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. I want to say thanks to everybody who's listening to me today. And, Saturday, 10 a.m., we're going to have Art Montgomery on here. And I really push for everybody to listen to this show because you're going to hear some great stories from him. He's had some great ministry on the street for years, and I'm sure you're going to learn a lot. God bless every one of y'all, and I'll see you Saturday.